I want to take just a couple moments and read some scripture to you from Acts chapter 2, verse 37 down to verse 41. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 down to verse 41. It says here, "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call.' And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.' Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." I want to talk about a question of what do I need to do. It's a question that we want to address. With everything going on in our world, I want to express to you, as myself being a Christian, that I care for you. And many are asking questions. What are we going to do? With everything going on in the world right now, what are we going to do? There's so much confusion. People are being pulled in so many different directions. I want to tell you right now what you should do. Just like these people in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost asked that question, I'm going to relay that same message to you again. You need to be saved. The Bible instructs us on salvation. I want you to be there resting eternally with God, just as it is my own goal in life. And I want to be able to reach out to others and be able to help you and show you what the Bible says, not based upon my own merit, but what the Bible shows us. And we'll guide you. I want to read some scripture for you. And you can be able to, if you got a Bible, go ahead and get it. Follow along. If you need to pause this, pause it to be able to get your Bible. And follow along with me in reading this scripture together, because I'm going to tell you right now what you need to do. First of all, you need to be able to hear the gospel message. In Romans chapter 10, in verse 17, Paul writes, he says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God." You got to first of all hear the gospel. We open our ears. We listen to what we're reading. Our faith, and we'll talk more about faith in another lesson, our faith is derived, is beginning point, is through hearing the word of God. You have to be able to believe in the gospel message, what you're reading. In John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus says there, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." Again, believing in the gospel message, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I want you to continue on thinking that you have to repent of your sins. In Luke chapter 13, in verse 3. Again, that's Luke chapter 13, in verse 3. Again, Jesus says, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you all likewise perish." What do I need to do? I need to repent. And what that means is I got to make a change. I got to make a transformation. I can no longer live the way I was living. I need to make a transformation in my life. When I repent and believe in the gospel teaches me what I need to do. And I begin to make that transformation. as we continue on looking at what we need to do, you got to confess your belief before all that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Saying it, I believe, in Romans 10, verse 9 and verse 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With my mouth I confess that Jesus Christ is, and I confirm my belief and I share that with others. Also, I have to be baptized for the remission of my sins. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, we read this earlier, where Peter said to them, he said to repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I must be baptized for the remission of my sins. But that's not all. He also says, after you're baptized, the Bible instructs us, after we are baptized, to be faithful and to be obedient to God until death. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, again, that's Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Jesus says here, do not fear any of the things which you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. And you have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. We're going to face troubles. We're going to face struggles in our life. But as we look, we are told that if we are faithful, if we endure the things we do, and we draw closer to God, in turn, the crown of life can be ours. If you need assistance, and you're close to us, we are located in Norwalk, Ohio, we would be glad to better assist you in any manner we can. You can email me at danielpreaches@yahoo.com. You can message me on Facebook. You can message me on the church page that we have at Norwalk Church on facebook.com. If you're local, you can come and visit us. 386 North Edgewood Drive, Norwalk, Ohio, 44857 is our zip code. Right now we do have some changes in our times. You can follow us on our Facebook page as well and see some of those changes, and we will address those changes and make other changes if deemed necessary. But if you're not close geographically to me and you're still wanting to contact me, I am more than willing and able to try to help you in any way, to be able to help find a congregation close to you. If this message has pricked your heart this afternoon and you've decided to make some change in your life, we're ready and I'm willing to help you also. We love you here in Norwalk, Ohio, and we want you to know that, and we want you to know what you need to do. Thank you, God bless, and have a great day.